Alleged killer in California left a pretty clear trail, so why weren't authorities on that trail? Now, we're hearing a police shooting suspect in Sacramento, California, had a track record that authorities in several states were well aware of. Authorities there saying that he was deported twice, had a drug conviction before killing two officers, and that no less than Arizona's Sheriff Joe Arpaio had given them a heads up that this guy was a threat. He is not the only bad guy in our midst, though. We're also hearing that Ottawa shooter had extremist ties as well, and the man who attacked police with a hatchet in New York City last week was sympathetic to ISIS as well. To former NSA Director General Keith Alexander on if maybe we should loosen those spying reins on the NSA more to keep tap of these guys. It always goes in a pendulum, as you know, General, and that is the pendulum swinging back toward maybe we need them doing this stuff again. What do you say?
Well, I think there's two issues that we have to look at here when we talk about external threats. First, NSA's roles and responsibility are foreign intelligence. For them to play in this game that you're describing, there has to be a foreign intelligence nexus that they can see that then points back into the country where we can use these programs to help tip off the FBI or local law enforcement.
But wouldn't the local guys here, I'm sorry, General, a lot of this is coming from local information here of bad guys here.
Right. So that's the second part. I think what you're referring to, is there a possibility for a program similar to what NSA does on the foreign side for a domestic application? There may be. I don't know. I've looked at this, the Sacramento killings. I think our hearts and prayers go out to the officers and families of these officers. But I don't know that there is actually a nexus that intelligence could have. I think the real question is there a way that we could use domestic or our law enforcement capabilities to help with programs like this? I don't see it yet because I don't see the connection to overseas or to other areas that you could actually connect dots. You know, what we were able to do with the programs that NSA runs is you're able to see foreign communications coming into the United States. What NSA is responsible for in that case is connecting those dots. I didn't see them in either of these. So what you're suggesting, perhaps loosening it, giving something like that to local law enforcement to solve these problems.
What about letting the NSA doing what got people upset before? Now, a lot of libertarians and free marketeers and those resent the spying and the phone records of it all, but maybe allowing it to get on some of these social media sites and the rest that would have picked up some of the rantings of let's say, this hatchet attacker in New York or what have you, maybe would have in Canada picked up on the same thing. What do you say?
Well, I personally would not be in favor of that. I can see where you're going on it. I'm not sure that you would catch all of that, and I think there would be more people out there, kids that are messing around, than
right.
folks that are actually doing it right. So that's a tough one.